FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ Community Music, Mission House, with Josh Baldwin. I don't have much. Seth Schluter is really hard to say, but he has a great song. It's called Counting My Blessings. Really like it. So we work on Seth Schluter all the time, so we could say it. Good morning. 7:21.
Beautiful weather already. Should be sticking around all day today. High 77. Tonight, partly cloudy. Low 52. Tomorrow, mix of some sun and clouds. High in the mid-70s. Over the weekend, clouds and rain Saturday. A breezy one. High 63. Sunday, looking similar with a high of 68. Currently in Harrisburg, 55 degrees. In Lancaster, 51.
It's always a joy to have Corey Pennypacker with us. Corey is with Bible to School. Good morning again, Corey.
Morning, Fred.
I love having you here. And I love what you're doing with Bible to School. You always bring us great God stories, too.
Yeah, I got to tell you, giving the Bible to kids during their school day through this release time law is such a privilege. And we had a little boy, we said to him, I was a second grader at the end of the year last year, we said, you know, share the best thing you ever learned at Bible to School. And he shared that I never knew who God was. I'm definitely coming back next year.
Wow, I love that.
Doesn't that sobering?
Yeah.
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 The kids that we know right down the street from us.
Hearing and learning about God.
Yeah, they don't know him. And so this is such a privilege. And so I'm excited to share with you that we have over 100 classes that are starting this fall. And it just takes 2 hours a week. I know that's our big thing.
You need volunteers.
Yeah, we need volunteers.
And you train them?
Yes, we do. Yeah. We train them, and they get to love on the kids and listen to them and share the gospel with them, and it's a very fun time.
And you're partnering with local churches to make this happen.
Absolutely. Yeah. The body of Christ happens. And so, and these kids, they need truth in their life, and there's so much darkness coming at them that they just grab onto this like you would not believe. So we are excited to teach other people how to do this. We do this in other parts of the state, and actually we can teach in all 50 states this release time Supreme Court ruling is legal. So you just got to be off-site, parental permission, and no tax dollars. And you can do an hour a week of a Bible class during the public school day, during public school hours.
And it's exciting that you continue to expand into other areas. But with that comes the challenge of finding churches and volunteers and people to help make it happen.
Absolutely. You know, if you want this in your school, or you know if somebody wants this in their school, go to BibleToSchool.com. That's Bible2School.com. Fred, we love to talk to people. We talk to people actually all over the country who it's in demand. I mean, we grew 40% last year.
Wow. What do a lot of your volunteers look like? Are they grandmas, grandpas, moms and dads? What?
The answer is yes.
Yeah.
Right here, Liam is this young college guy sitting here talking to you on the radio. And man, they come. We have retired school teachers that come. We have moms who are during the day. So it's a whole plethora of all different denominations. I mean, the body of Christ truly comes together around children in the community, given the gospel. So we love it at Bible to School. So join us.
Check it out, Bible2School.com.
By the way, I did want to mention one other thing.
Sure.
If you're inclined to be giving, Eric, we are going to be involved in the Faithful Give, and it's October. It's a Days of Giving. It's October 15th to the 17th, faithfulgive.org, if you want to be involved with us.
It's an opportunity for people to support what you're doing, too, because it does cost something to make all of that happen.
It does, and God provides.
Yeah, so, that's awesome.
Thank you.
So what during the week do you have different days that you guys are out doing Bible to School?
Yes, every day of the week we have programs.
Somewhere.
So we will have something for you to do. Contact us. We need you, and believe me, you need this to be close to God. Do something for Him. Step out with the children.
Bible2School.com. And can I mention that they should check out your podcast, too?
Oh, yeah. It's called You Can Tell the Children, and it's on anywhere you can get podcasts, and we teach people how to tell kids about God.
It's a great podcast, so check that out.
You were on it. That's why it's so great.
No, it was great. It was great otherwise, but I did have fun being on it with you.
It was great.
It was a lot of fun, so yeah, check it out. Bible2School.com. Become a part of what is happening there. Corey, we always love having you here. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Back to the music we go with John Reddick on WJTL. I Believe It.